You know it's summer when all people want to talk about is the weather. How seasonable it is, especially for this time of year. How incredibly mild. How typical. How it's finally come around. And how actually, now that it is here, it's all just a bit too much. We don't mind it hot, but not this hot. You also know it's summer when you can grab yourself a frozen strawberry lemonade. Tangy iced lemon mixed with a sweet strawberry swirl. $1.99 from the McCafe iced range at McDonald's. Served until the 11th of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Today, because we have a short show with us. Oh gosh, these next few weeks are going to be off and on for when I actually can have a live show. So hopefully you'll stick with me and you'll listen when I'm here. And also, I am playing some great shows that maybe you haven't heard. I have 515 pre-recorded shows, and I hope you enjoy them when I can't put on a live show. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am your host with the mostest, I hope, hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. Today is Monday, and we are just rocking for this week to begin. I want to say hello to everyone. All my Chatters listeners and everyone that is calling in, I want to thank you for your support. Please go to my webpage, which is BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, and it's all about the show. So you can find and contact me through there. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm also in the 3D world, a nurse, a legal nurse consultant, a life coach, and a counselor. And what I love to rock the most in this 3D and spirit world is that I am here with you, that I'm able to put these shows on, and that I'm able to connect with all of you. So if there's any subject that you'd like me to cover or anybody that you'd like to see on the show, please let me know. I try to bring all kinds of different forms of metaphysics, and I just started to interview a lot of authors with UFOs and space people, and I've got some other ideas coming up. My shows will not be on really heavily all 5 days a week with me on it until mid-July. So I want to just let you know what's going to go on this week and next week. This week I'm on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Today you have me. Tomorrow we've got Jerry Humphreys, who is going to rock the house from 1 to 3 tomorrow. And Wednesday we've got astrologists. Both of these guys are from the UK. But we've got Gregory Scott, who just rocks astrology and tarot on YouTube. He's going to be with us from 1 to 2 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, there'll be pre-recorded shows, and then we go into Memorial Day weekend. Yay! We're going to the beach. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but we're going to be rocking the beach, and I will be back Tuesday. And Tuesday, you will have a live show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So everyone, get ready. I love when I'm here. I love when I can speak with you. And I am going to tell you what I have done this morning so that we can get this show started. Because I have such a short show today, I'm going to go right to the phone lines. But I am going to pick up my little angel girl, Candy, in just a few minutes. So Candy, just hold on. I pulled 3 cards for everyone today. Someone listening is going to really understand, if not everybody, because this is one of the best messages I've gotten, and this is for all of you out there. So I hope everyone can take these to heart. First, you know, I have my flower therapy deck, and I pulled the sweet pea. Your wishes are coming true. What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. Yay, I'm taking that card too. The next one is my unicorn card, and I got, relax, everything is okay. Don't worry, it's all going to be fine. Think how those two cards interact. I can't believe that these two cards came out, that your wishes are going to come true. Relax, because everything is going to be fine. And then the last card is my soul journey card, what you're here and your soul screaming out for. And it's the balance card. I bring a state of perfect harmony into my world, and I do so without judgment. I mean, how great of a message to start your week. Your wishes are coming true. Relax, everything's going to be fine. And balance how you are because of that. Balance is the yin and the yang of life. Balance is the scales. It's a Libra. Balance is all about how we should be in our emotional, physical, and spiritual world. So I think they're great, great messages for you. I want to say hello to Candy just until we get the phones. Hi, Candy.
Good morning, Bunny. How are you?
I am doing perfecto, except that I have a meeting today at 10 o'clock where I have to be somewhere, and I thought it was 11, so I could, you know, do the 90-minute show, and I can't. So it kind of makes me crazy and sad, but on the other hand, I am here. So how are you? How was your weekend?
That was good. Yeah, it was nice out, and sun was out, and we've been having a lot of rain lately down here in Texas, so that was good to have the sun out.
Well, you know, we send all our blessings to Texas. They've really gotten hit hard this year with some really crazy weather. Mm-hmm. Hi, I want to say hello to Jay. We love when you're here, Jay. I know that when you can, you listen. And everybody else that's here with us, thank you for joining both myself. And this morning we have Candy, who's going to be giving us some messages from the angels. Candy, I'm going to go straight to the phone lines because I have such a short day. So let's get ready to rock and roll. 813, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Well, rushed but great. How are you?
I'm okay. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. You know what, Nicole? I have to tell you, isn't that crazy? I was just thinking of Baltimore, Maryland yesterday. A girlfriend of mine went to a place called Inn at Little Washington. Did you ever hear of that?
No.
It's in there. It's right near Baltimore. It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful resorts you have ever seen. And I can't believe that my first call is from Baltimore, Maryland. So maybe that's a message. So how can we help you this morning, Nicole?
I'm going through a lot of changes right now. Just want to see where my life is heading. I just want a general reading. Like, I don't know. I just want to see what you see for my future, basically.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever seen the show. A lot of different people read future. I read questions because I then would have to go in and calculate what you want, and that would take too long. That's an hour reading on my show. So, so if you just ask me what you would like to know, basically, we can hone in on the subject at hand.
Okay.
Well, first of all, before you ask me, you're very confused. And I feel like it's all about all different parts of your life, which is why I'm saying this. I can't focus on everything. So just please, again, I'm going to ask you and give you enough time to tell us what you want to know the most.
Okay. My question is about my my husband. We're technically still married. Just wanted to know, what do you see with that?
Okay. So when you say you're still married, do you still live in the same environment?
No, you live in Florida. I'm here.
Okay, so there is a separation, correct?
He's from Baltimore, but right now he's in Florida.
Right. Well, I'm not going to say it's a separation forever, but there's a reason he came. Is he in the military? Is there something with his job that he came here for?
Well, the thing is, we're going through the divorce thing right now, and he's seeing somebody else, and I don't know, is there a chance in the future that things are going to get back, together, or, like I said, like, I'm going, like, this whole divorce thing is, like, killing me right now.
Okay, did he have a job? I feel like he came down here, if he came down here for somebody, I understand, but is he working down in Florida?
Yes, he is. We came down there for my family. We were both born in Florida, and then we got divorced. I came back home.
Okay, because I feel like there's something keeping him in Florida. So I'm going to hand this over to Candy because I already see the answer, and then I'll follow up with you. But I always believe, and I'm a counselor, that when you separate and there's always someone else, that your karmic responsibilities and contracts are over. So go ahead, Candy. What do you see?
Okay, so first, when she first started talking, I pulled a card for her, and it's called Shield Yourself. Protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies by envisioning a cocoon of healing light surrounding you. So the first thing I wrote down was job and social life. So what I think, the job part is where he went down there to Florida. Then a social life, I believe you need to, the spirit is saying is that you need to start to create a new social life for yourself and separate this and move on and heal your heart.
Yeah.
I think the social life is where I think I understand where it all comes from, because me and my mom had a falling out in Baltimore. I lived in Baltimore before, and I met my husband in Baltimore. After we got married, we moved, and then my dad was like, hey, why don't you come down to Florida to be with me and your stepmom, and, you know, your family's down here, blah, 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 and everything else. And then I kind of picked up and moved down to Florida. My husband wasn't happy at the time because his family was up here. It kind of caused the problems in our marriage and this and third. And then he started to get socialized, meeting people and hanging out with wrong people and going down the wrong path. And this and third, and it's caused problems in our marriage and kind of fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I got to tell you something. If you listen to my show, you know about karmic contracts and people's soulmates, okay? So soulmates don't last forever. Some do, and some are here to either make up karmic responsibility for you or him, whoever owed somebody something. I kind of feel that he saved you at one point, and now he went on his way. So for me, I feel and see you're trying to cling on to the past. That past is there's never, you know, we cannot pass. They're giving me this saying, we can't pass this way again. So what that means to me is that you need to start to think about, hey, this is going to happen. even if it didn't, I don't want this kind of life. I want somebody who wants me totally, because there is going to be somebody that walks into your life that if you keep this up, you're only going to delay. So divorces are never easy. In fact, I'm a marriage counselor, so they're never easy. And really, mm-hmm. it takes a while. You grieve for that relationship. So it's not like I'm saying, switch the light bulb off, you're done, let's have fun, party. What I'm saying right. is that you need to put your steps together in order mm-hmm. to face what's going to happen. Even if he comes back and regrets it, it's something that you're going to go through. So for me, I feel he took you as far as he could, and you're meant for a different type of life. And so I would love to see you try to come to grips with moving forward without him. And if an easier way to look at it would be, okay, well, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to put the steps forward to move forward. And if something happens that it doesn't and he comes to his senses, then I'll see when he comes back. But see, if he does, you're not going to want it. So for me, I would just for you to stop your life right now is what's going to happen, because that's what happens in a divorce. But I would look at trying to move forward without him in your future.
I have a question, Bonnie. I have a question. Does he hate me?
No.
I don't think he hates you. I think he resents his life, and that's what I'm picking up. He resents a lot of things that has happened, and I feel like it's not you per se, but it's all the events leading up to it. So it probably he's going, you know, somebody who's thinking of only themselves resents everybody, including themselves, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I mean, I know he adores his new girl, and I don't know if they're going to last forever. But, I mean, every time I talk to him, he's supposed to come up here. He wants to hang out with me, and it's on third for vacation or whatever. And so he's supposed to leave sometime this week or whatever. He's supposed to come up here and... And then later on, she's supposed to come here and
Let me tell you. I would not be. If it was me and I was you, I would not be doing this. It is only going to make you heartbreak, not him.
Right.
It will cause you more heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, no, I don't think he resents you that way. I think he wants his cake and eat it, too, and he doesn't really know what he wants in life, but he knows he doesn't want her out of it, and he wants you not to give him trouble on the divorce. So the thing is, for me, I would be looking and saying, listen, this isn't easy for me. I've loved you no matter what we've done and mistakes we've made, so I'm not going to be privy to have your girlfriend come up or meet you again. If this is what you want and this is the life you chose without me, let's just work on being civil, moving on. Because what you're doing by letting him come back is approving that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
and it's not okay.
I just want to know what was that about, because I've moved away just to get away from him, and then he wants to come up here. I mean, I understand he has family up here. I'm not going to stop him because he has family and friends, and this is where he was born. This is where he was raised at. But, I mean, I'm not going to stop
strong.
Him.
No, because he thinks that you love him anyway. So you love him, the other girl loves him, his family will love him, he'll hang out with his friends who will love him. Everything's good and cool, but it's not good and cool. It's not right. So to me, you're the one that would get hurt, not him. So I would say to him, listen, you know, I haven't given you much problems, and you know how I feel, but you are hurting me. And that's not okay. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come up here, I can't stop you because you have family. But I'm off the table. There's no real friendship here. Because if he wants friendship after a marriage, it's different if the two of you broke up willingly and said, you know what, we're done. Both of us know we're done. I like you. You like me. We'll both like other people. But that's not what I'm hearing from you. So... Mm-hmm. you're the only one that could be getting hurt in this matter. So if I were you, I would, spirit's just saying we shall never pass this way again. You have to put limits on what you do because he's done. He's done. He's going to be with this girl. He made his mind up the day he walked out on you or the day you left him. So for me, and I don't feel like you've been, you know, an angel either. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I think both of you had problems in this marriage and just don't romanticize it anymore. It's time to split ways. You don't have to be mean, but you got to set limits on what you want. He made his choice. He brought another girl into the relationship at this point. It's time to say goodbye.
Right. And another thing is, too, do you see him and this girl being together forever or is it just temporary?
I'm hearing temporary, but because I think he's too young. I don't know why, because I don't know how old you guys are. But I feel like there'll be a few more in his pocket is what I'm hearing.
Well, he's 30. He's going to be 35 in October, and I'm going to be 32 in July. She's going to be, she's 29.
What are you picking up, Candy?
Honestly, I'm not being shown anything into his aura because it's not in your aura anymore. It's over. It's done.
Right.
And I need to move to the next person, but I don't think you need to worry. I don't think you need to worry about what he's doing with this girl. I think you need to set boundaries for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye. You too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. It's tough when you've got it. I see things I can't really say on the air. So I just feel like I feel for her. She needs to move on. Okay. 780, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Candy.
Hi.
Is it Jay?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
How are you?
Doing fine, actually.
We are so happy.
You're welcome.
I am so excited you're on. Tell us about what's going on with you. I haven't talked to you on the show for a long time.
No, you haven't. I've been... I only catch you in the mornings. Usually I do before I go to work, but when I leave for work, it's about the same time you start your show, so I didn't get a chance to talk to you, unfortunately. But I do listen, actually, and I see Candy in the chat room. So
I'm so happy about that. We always, let me tell you, have one of the nicest, most serene auras around. So when you're there, we know it.
Oh, thank you.
Jay, did you?
I'm sorry to butt in. Jay, did you just buy a new drum?
No.
Have you been looking at one?
No, I haven't been doing it, but I'm getting into it because I'm in this module with the lung. So when it's warm outside, it's actually raining here right now and cool.
Yeah.
And I'll go practice.
But I'm seeing kind of like it's a kind of a flat drum with kind of like balls on it, I would say. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But I think you know what I'm talking about.
I do have a horse drum that has tassels on it.
Okay, that's probably what I'm seeing. But I see you kind of like patting on it.
What kind of on it?
Patting, you know, like drumming it.
Oh, yes.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think what she's meaning is padding, Jay, because what she's saying, I think, is that she doesn't see you using drumsticks. She sees you using your hands.
You're using your hands. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you use your hands?
No, I use a drumstick.
Oh, that's interesting. So it might be a different drum that you see.
Maybe.
Candy.
Maybe it's something's coming in because I see you like padding on it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, you know what, maybe it's a different way to do it, Jay. Have you ever thought about doing it that way?
Not really, because that's more of a European style, doing that type of drumming, with the hands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's one of those, maybe she's seeing you going to the islands, Jay. Do you have a trip coming up?
No, I don't.
Maybe that's what she sees. So what are you doing with the drums? Are you doing anything with teaching anymore, or what are you doing?
Well, sure. People are inquiring, so I'm planning maybe for October to do it a little bit after maybe the second, third week of October doing it. So I just got to get over this this yoga thing I'm doing right now. So it's been quite the wonderful experience of doing it. So
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, this yoga, it's called Yoga Satna, and it's a 7-month intensive. And basically, you're learning about how the emotions express itself from a formless state, basically. And it's really, really interesting how you catch those emotions and the awareness that is necessary to eradicate or bring down those emotions that form from a formless state. So I learned about the different elements and different aspects of it that associated with it.
Who are you taking this from? Are you teaching? Because I feel like eventually, are you teaching this course?
No, actually, I'm learning it from a teacher who lives in the next province over, far away. So they give us instructions, and you know, we talk by Skype. But more, this program is really great because it's more self-directed than anything else. So you're learning, just doing I meditate every day right now, 40 days, and then do the asana that's associated with it. So right now I'm working with the lung element, and that has to do with trust, and actually working with the lungs. So working with a lot of movements with the lungs.
Wow. You know, that is so interesting. Maybe you're going to incorporate this, because I feel like this is important to you from a past life. It's really weird, because I feel like this is important to you and it resonates with you from a different life. I don't know why, you know, they're showing me this, but this is something either you've taught or you almost like a monk state where you did this all the time. Like you were doing this 12 hours a day, which reminds me of a monk. So that's why I feel so that it resonates with you, and that you'll, after you're done with it, I don't feel like you'll be done with it. So I don't know if you're going to incorporate it or teach it or use it with your drumming or with your students or what, but I feel like there'll be parts of you that will not be able to leave this type of yoga.
Yes. You're really correct on that. I'm definitely going to incorporate it into my course somehow. And I'm doing it that little bit, but not as in depth as that. I'm just looking into that. So, definitely it is a really amazing experience. About the past life stuff, I did have a past life regression about a month ago. And,
wow!
That was really neat too. So,
where'd they say you were?
It was a guided like meditation, if you want to call it that. But I was actually I was both with my dad and myself, and I wanted to know how I related with my dad in this past present time and my dad in a past life. So I was actually a very happy and joyful person until the soldier who was actually played my dad actually killed me. So it was really interesting. Experience that way, and it was actually in the 14th century or something like that, where they had armor and things. So,
well, let me ask you a question. Well, you know, with past lives, which I love it, Jay, is that it brings healing when you find that out. So in this life, so if he killed you in a past life, and I'm sure you've been all different things with him, but if he killed you in a past life, this life he would owe you. So if he owed you this life, it would mean that if he learned his lesson, you would have a great, endearing, loving, almost over-the-top relationship. If he hasn't learned his lesson and he just owed you a life but doesn't want to understand why, then what you would have is a very challenging relationship, almost estranged. So which do you have?
Probably estranged, because my dad behaved like the soldier in the past life. And also, it was really interesting, too, is that my middle name is the same as his middle name, too. So we definitely had a past life connection there.
I mean, well, here's what I always think, Jay, and probably listening to the show, you know, or whatever. But I believe that when we come back with each other, it's for karmic lessons or karmic responsibility, or we are here to play, one or the other. And yours would be more of a karmic responsibility. He owed you something. My husband owes me a life, too. So I understand, but let me, and two different ways that you can look at this. But your, what's really interesting is when you say, like, your dad owed you something, and his karmic debt will be over. He allowed you to live. He gave you, you know, he breathed in the life, and he did not, there was no demise. But what it was is there was no real, like, there's no emotional connection. And if you look at a soldier who would kill somebody, there's no emotional connection unless it's out of rage. So it's interesting how he'll evolve to keep doing this. And the one that gives you the most challenge, Jay, here, like I always say, I'm here for my dad because my dad loved me unconditionally. Okay, but really I wasn't. They're here to bolster you and to make you feel comfortable as you learn your lessons. It's the challenging one that you actually came to work out stuff with. So like my mother would be the one I came, really I came, I always thought it was my dad because my dad loved me unconditionally. So whoever is the most challenging for you, Jay, is the one that really loves you so much in spirit that they're willing to come down and help you with your soul work. So it's interesting. I always, whenever I think about that, it really changes the relationship. Now my mother has passed on, that I had knowing that about my mother. Whereas if you look at your father this way, you'll realize that it took him a lot of karmic responsibility to come back and face what he did and to help you in your life. And it could be to teach you lessons about emotional attachment. It might be if you don't have any to him, that when you become a father, you'll have it for your children and you won't do the things that he's done. So it's interesting. How do you think your lessons have played out this time?
I feel that my lessons have been a challenging one too. Learning about, you know, less about abandonment issues and things like that, too.
Yeah.
On my mother's side also, too. And it's been, for me, I was really driven this year to find out where they came from and how to deal with them, actually, especially in the fire element, which had to do with abandonment. And the nectar of that wisdom of that element is actually compassion and passion.
Yeah.
So,
And listen, that you're here to learn all of this. You've written your script, Jay. You wrote the script to come down here and learn this. And it's how you progress in learning that will propel your soul. So I think that, you know, we say in life that there's about 3 to 5 outs that you could say, I've had enough. I can't learn anymore. And you see people who have those outs. And either they'll have, you know, they'll take an early out one way or the other because they made too challenging of a lesson coming here this lifetime. But you're pretty strong, Jay, and I feel like, I don't mean you take an out, but and an out could be an accident. Like my dad had an out. He got taken in by car, by gunpoint, and they hung him over a thing, yet he survived. If he said to conscious, if he said to his spirit, I can't do this anymore. The life is too challenging. I'm ready to go. He would have gone in that accident. Okay. I know where I've seen my outs. Okay. I had a bad car accident. I could have actually gone, but I didn't because the will to be here was too great. So why I'm saying this to you, which I can't believe I keep going on and on, is this. You were much more than a son to your father in that life. because prior to that, you were a teacher, okay? You were a great teacher. And the lessons that you wanted to learn were about abandonment and about distance and about no emotional support, because you had so much of it in one of your lives. So when you did find that, it wounded your soul. It wounded you. And so this lifetime, you're coming back to work on those wounds. So it's really cool, Jay, what I see for you. And you're certainly making big strides in this.
Well, yeah, I feel like I have. It's just a little bit tense with the practice right now, because it's been a long haul. I mean, I've done probably, I calculated out, about 270 hours of practice. So it's been a good one. It's really interesting though too that with the fire element, it didn't feel any heater generated. That came from it, because you're working with your liver, right? And what's really interesting about it is that I didn't feel any heat generated while I was doing the asana practice. But the one before, which was the water, had to do with kidneys and anger issues, which is really interesting. Now I felt heat every time I did a certain asana moves. So my teacher explained to me in the fire element that you can actually still be there, but it's burnt out. It's already burnt out. So you don't feel anything. Right. So.
I love that, Jay. I love that. I wish you could come. I wish we had the Skype availability on the show to see what you're learning, because you're super connected to the cosmos. Just always know that. Candy, do you have anything? Because I've just taken up every minute for Jay. So, and I know you didn't even answer the question, but I figured you called to just talk, I hope.
Yeah.
I pulled a card for him, which is mediumship. You have the natural ability to connect with departed loved ones. So,
do you, Jay?
I'm not sure if he looks into that part, but I'm pretty sure that he can do that.
Oh, I haven't given any thought or anything like that. I'm really, really, I'm really, really focused on this.
On the
healing.
Healing, actually, yeah.
Huh? You're all about healing here, Jay. You just, it's sad because you're about lone healing. So, and about helping people heal themselves, which is really very, very noble and altruistic, but it's very lonely for you.
Thanks.
I got to tell you, it's the trail that you blazed out. I do see somebody in your future, whether you want to hear it or not. Do you have anybody right now?
No, this is the lady who's at a meetup group. I'm interested really in her, because she took a lot of metaphysical courses that really can actually talk about and things. So.
Yeah,
she's just
a
few years younger than I am. She's only like 9 years younger than I am, so it's a really good, it's a nice little.
I feel
right,
like
really,
there's
really
a,
cool.
Yeah, I see a girl in your future, honey. So if it's this girl, I feel like it's really crazy, because I see both of you walking backwards. So I mean, backwards from me. You got your back turned to me, and she's got her back turned to me, and you're walking towards your future. So if this is her. There is somebody, you're not meant to be alone, but your healing is alone, so it's really crazy. So you have to be willing, able, and wanting and trusting to let someone in, Jay. So, okay, go ahead, Candy. Again, I talked over you.
The only other thing that I pick up around Jay is lilacs, and I believe that's because of the beautiful smell that they bring in. And I just see it encompassing you. So.
Do you like lilacs?
For myself, I lilac, lilacs. Lilacs or lilacs? Or L-I-L-L, lilacs. I like the purple stuff.
Yeah.
The purple flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have. We had them in bloom, I think about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so. Do you have lilacs on your property?
No, I don't. don't live in an apartment building, but we do have them around. But I haven't seen them for a bit because we usually have just like oak trees and spruces and stuff right here. So I haven't seen any around. I haven't walked around the neighborhood lately to see them. So
yeah, but I still the scent is still lingering around you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, I am going to tell you, we have 5 minutes left, and I want to tell you that please call in when I have a 90 to, I'm going to try to get these shows to be 120 minutes, which is 2 hours, but because my life has taken different turns for the summer,
yeah.
It always does every summer, by mid-July, I should be back to doing a two-hour show, even though you'll be working, Jay. I still always love you to let us know what you're doing. I am so into this yoga that you're doing. I can feel it, I can see it, and I can smell it. And it's right up your alley. Did you talk to this girl? Does she do this yoga, or is she thinking about doing it?
Well, she's a Kundalini yoga teacher, so...
Oh, wow.
Ah, that's why I saw her doing it, or have
yeah.
done it before, I feel like. Did she do this before?
Yeah, she hasn't done what I'm doing, but yeah, she's done yoga before, and so we can talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like she's done this. I feel like she's done a form of this before, so talk to her and ask. It's either going to be hot yoga or something that she's done that do that emotional releasing. And I know the Kundalini energy does do that emotional releasing, but if they're showing me side by side, so it's just the same kind of releasing, just in a different mode. So just open up a little bit more, Jay. That's all I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be guarded. Your heart isn't guarded. Your heart has to be open. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, Jay. I love speaking with you. Please call us back because you know that I see you. You have a great aura about you. You have a healing aura. So anybody in chat that's there with you, I know that metaphysical can feel it. So you're always welcome here.
Love for the gratitude. Thank you so much. I'm showing
you're
you.
Welcome. Yes. Namaste,
okay.
My friend.
Namaste.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you all. So I love hearing from Jay. He's just such a sweetie. I am going to say we have 3 minutes left, and I do not have a whole long time. 480, I am going to put you on, though. If you can ask a really quick question, Candy will answer it as I'm getting ready. So hi.
Hi, this is Mike, California.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh,
how are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Everything's going great. The job is going really well. A new woman has kind of come in, and I think you brought it up in regards to a fit blonde, and I think maybe more towards a business opportunity maybe than a relationship, and I just kind of want to get some insight on that.
I'm going to give it to Candy as I get ready. I've got about 2 minutes, and I don't want to cut you short. So, Mike, I wish you would call me tomorrow, if you can, at 1, but I'm going to let Candy take over right now. So go ahead, Candy.
Okay, Mike, I do see that woman that she was talking about that the last time. I feel it's kind of romantic, but goes into a business relationship.
Okay.
But she's a very nice person. I think she's going to be a friend.
Yeah, no, there's a connection right away. It was
I have a feeling that it's going to go into a friendship, but it's going to be one that's going to last the rest of your life.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, she's a beautiful spirit, and if it doesn't come out romantic, she's still going to be there the rest of your life.
Right. Right. Oh yeah. Right. No, I'm open to either.
Yeah. I feel more the friendship. So.
Okay.
But I still feel your business is really, really going to take off. It's going to be really good. I did pull a card for you. It's Archangel Raphael. The healing angel is with you, supporting your healing work. So, what in your work is also doing for healing other people too? I feel a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's actually a good I mean, right now with what I'm doing, it's a it's actually helping other people grow their business. So there's
okay.
actual real
That's
value there.
Yeah, there is. And is something coming in about your dog?
Okay.
Is your dog sick?
No.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just having to get ready. Go ahead.
I was taking to the vet just to get him checked.
Okay. Yep, absolutely.
Can you tell, you know, I still want to get into this blonde, but I can't do that right this second. I have 19 seconds left. Can you call the show tomorrow?
I can. I'll be at work. So the morning one, I'm actually on my way in. It's 6:45 in the morning here. And
we won't be on Friday.
Nope. We won't be on till the following Friday. I see this girl, and I have seen it. My show has ended right now, Mike, but
yep.
I think work and play is fine. Whatever it turns out to be, they're showing me, and I don't want to rush the message, but I think maybe work will turn into play. So take that
Wonderful.
For what it's worth.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep.
Call
yeah.
me back next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. And call early so I can put you on first.
I certainly will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day,
hey,
Mike.
Have a great day, Mike.
You both as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. The show mm-hmm. has ended. I will be back here tomorrow at 1. Thank you, Candy. You know I
Bye-bye.
Love when you rock this house. Bye.
Bye.
Owning a small business means wearing lots of different hats. Boss, accountant, cleaner, chief printer fixer. So I don't need to be the bank manager as well.
Sometimes running a small business can be unpredictable. That's why for startups, HSBC's business current account is free for the first 18 months and just £5.50 a month for the year after. Search HSBC Business Bank. 18 months free banking for startups with a turnover up to £2 million. £5.50 a month covers all standard charges and cash deposits up to £3,000. T's and C's apply. See website.
You know it's summer when all people want to talk about is the weather. How seasonable it is, especially for this time of year. How incredibly mild. How typical. How it's finally come around. And how actually, now that it is here, it's all just a bit too much. We don't mind it hot, but not this hot. You also know it's summer when you can grab yourself a frozen strawberry lemonade. Tangy iced lemon mixed with a sweet strawberry swirl. $1.99 from the McCafe iced range at McDonald's. Served until the 11th of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.